From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go to the IHOP hotline brought to you by IHOP and talk to a familiar face, although we don't get to see it, a familiar voice in Travis Clayton. He's going to be the new Thunder assistant coach under Bruce Ramsey this upcoming season. Travis, how's it going? Welcome back.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're getting your professional coaching career underway. Could you have thought of a better spot to do that in Wichita? And tell us how that kind of all came together.
No, I actually couldn't dream of a better situation, right? I spent 11 good years there, and I'm excited to get back there and help out Bruce on the coaching part. And it started in the spring a little bit, kind of snowballing, talking back and forth. And then it just, just came all together here in a few months, about 2 months ago, I'd say. We're excited. It'd be different for our family, that's for sure.
Rooster, what is going on?
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Eh?
What? Why don't you give everybody a little background after you finished playing and retired and went home? I know you were coaching a little bit back there. Just give everybody a little bit of the last 10, 15 years for you.
Yeah, like when I finished up playing, I knew I wanted to get into coaching, and I got an opportunity back home in Lloydminster. I started coaching the elite division. I did that for about three, four years, and I had some success there. Then I moved to the junior ranks, coached in the same place in Lloyd for 3 years, and then I moved on to a couple other places. And yeah, I just kept involved in hockey, coaching in the elite division, and then this came about, and I jumped all over it.
Talking with Travis Clayton, he is the new Wichita Thunder assistant coach. Thunder begin their season on October 18th here at Interest Bank Arena. So, yeah, you're obviously a Thunder icon. You've got your jersey up in the rafters. Jason Duda has his as well, but you've never coached before, so at least at this level. So what type of coach do you want to be? What type of coach do you think you'll be? And how do you kind of go about learning the tricks of the trade, as it were?
Yeah, like I got a lot of buddies that are coaching, right? They said coaching's coaching, right? It doesn't matter whatever level you're coaching at, right? So I've been involved in coaching at, not the pro ranks, but, at elite division, junior division for about, 10, 11 years. So, I'm familiar with the coaching part, my philosophy, I'm just the support rammer. I'm an assistant coach. I'm going to help him, wherever he needs help. Players coach, the biggest thing I believe in is, players have to trust you, and believe in you. And if not that, the players will go through the wall for you. And that's how I am. I still keep in contact with a lot of guys that I've coached. Either playing pro or going to school yet. And I just believe in, having a good relationship with your players goes a long ways.
Rooster, where are you at right now? Are you back home still? Or are you heading down? What's your plans for getting down here? And then on the other side of that, how much have you kind of helped with Rammer this summer? Or did you not quite get involved in that because you weren't sure exactly what was going on?
Yeah, no, I'm still up in Canada. I'm leaving on Sunday. My family's staying up here. Both my boys are in hockey, and it just wasn't a fit for them to get down there this year. So they're going to stay up here and play hockey up here, and my wife's going to stay teaching up here, and I'll make my way down there on Sunday. And so, yeah, it'll be a challenge for us, but you know, they've supported me in everything. So it's, you know, it'll be okay that way. With the recruiting part, I helped Rammer out, you know, a little bit. Some of the guys that I know, last year, I got Kobe Walker down there, halfway through the year, and he's going to be back again this year. And then I got two other players that I used to coach, and they're from the Lloydminster area. One is a defenseman, TJ Lloyd. He played at Bowling Green and Alaska University. He's a high-end skilled D-man that skates really well, puck mover. He'll be a good addition to our hockey team. And then as well, I got another forward, Parker Suretsky, who I coached as well. He's coming down too. So he did a little bit of pro last year in a few spots, and he's looking forward to the opportunity in Wichita as well. So yeah, no, I had a little bit of help on that, and other than that, Rammer did the rest. So, but yeah, no, I'm excited.
So you're going to be down here by yourself in your old stomping grounds. How safe do you feel with that rooster?
Well, I got the in-laws, so I'll be living with them, so they'll keep a good eye on me, right? So, yeah. So, no, they'll be, you know, I'm going to stay there this year, and it'll be good. And, you know, I'm not going to be around very much anyways. It's a pretty busy schedule, 72 games, right? And I think they play 3 or 4 a week. So it's pretty chaotic, and, you know, it'll be tough, but... yeah, I'll be able to watch my boys on TV down there anyway, so it'll be okay.
Travis Clayton, our guest, former Thunder player, now going to be their assistant coach. So you talked about your in-laws, and, you know, we know that your son, one of them was born here. You met your wife here. So when the decision is made that they're staying, those two in particular, do they miss Wichita? Do they have fond memories of Wichita? Do they say, hey, I really want to go? And how does that conversation go? And what is their current relationship kind of with Wichita? How often do they get back down?
Yeah, no, obviously it's eating my wife up. Like, she's having a hard time with it, right? She's stuck up here in the clean weather, and I'm going down to Kansas. It's frustrating. She'd love to be down there, right? She's got family down there and a lot of friends. So, but it just didn't work out this year, and we'll see what happens next year. And for my boy, like Reese, you know, he was born there, but he doesn't know a whole lot about Wichita, kind of thing. Now, we go there and visit quite a bit in the summers, but he's a Canadian boy. He loves the outdoors out here and loves hockey. So I know to get him to go down there, but you never know. I'll have to twist his arm a bit more, but he's a Canadian. He likes the outdoors, likes hunting, fishing, all that stuff up here. We'll just take it year by year and day by day and see what happens. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, I took this job, is just, you know, the familiar with Wichita, my in-laws being down there and all that. It's just a great situation for my family as well.
Clayton, I don't know, did you really think this out at all? Because do you realize that if you're on the road, unless things have changed, which they probably have since I was there, but did you realize that your roommate would be Jason Malls on the road?
I bet I'll be.
Well, dude, I hope you got it in your contract. You get your own room.
I might have to put that in my contract.
Wow, I hope he's not listening.
Yeah. We're getting a call here probably. Yeah, no, I never even thought of that. Jeez, man, yeah. I should have had you as my
You probably should have gave me a call. I could have gave you a heads up on a few things, but that's all right, buddy.
Yeah. Jeez. Is that what you did when you were an assistant coach?
Yeah, that's who I got most of the time. Me and Malzy. Boy, let me tell you. One guy was in bed at 8 o'clock at night, and the other guy came home at 8 in the morning. I'm going to let you figure out which was which.
Okay. Wow.
That one's probably not too tough to figure out. So Travis, before...
Not at all.
Yeah, so before we let you go, I know you've talked about some of the players What type of team do you expect the Thunder to kind of look like this year? I know some of that is not in your guys' hands with the affiliation and everything like that, but you've talked with Ramsey. How do you guys want to play? What do you want to kind of look like and be your identity on the ice?
Well, I think Rammer the last few years has had some good players. He had a skilled hockey team, that pucks well and all that. And I think, we're going to have a similar team with, high-end skilled guys. And obviously you got to add a little bit of grit in there too. And I know that they have that. And I think we have a good mixture of guys. And I think we just, it all depends what you get from San Jose, right, to sprinkle in what we have. And if, we get a few players from San Jose, I think we're going to have a good hockey team, a very competitive hockey team. Make some noise this year.
Very good, man. Well, we appreciate it. Safe travels this weekend when you head down to Wichita. We look forward to seeing you back with the Thunder, and we'll catch up with you again very soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me. I look forward to seeing you guys.
See you, Rooster. Be good, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.